and the coach talking sports, sports, sports around the world 24/7. Bring you up to date on all the current events. And I guess the biggest news going today is that the Bears have finally departed ways with Justin Fields.
Justin Fields got traded. I guess general manager ownership said, time to pack up and leave.
Well, I don't know if I have any pros and cons for or against Justin Fields staying or going. I'm just, all the hype is over. I'm sure the pressure's off for him one way or another, but knowing the business part of it, you know, prior to the season ending or right after the season ending, they sat him down and let them know what their plans were. So I don't think it was a big surprise to him. I guess it was a matter of who, what, when, and where, and I guess it's finalized right now.
Yeah, and what I saw too is they said they wanted to do right by Justin Fields, you know what I mean? So at least they had, you know, the human element of it and had compassion and told him, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. And I guess they're trying to see what teams were going to offer what. And I think they got like a 6th rounder, and depending on how much playing time he gets, it might move up to a fourth rounder or something like that.
Yeah, and then for the inner workings of those fans out there that don't understand that it's a business first, then a game, what they do, you know, it don't come out in the public and this and that. What they do is they, if that player's in the last year, they contract, and he anticipating that they're going to either move on from him or try to sign him, they will let you know if your contract is up in baseball at the end of the season, which will be the end of September. They'll let you know in about July, August. They'll let you know, you or your agent, if they have intents to sign you, or if they have intents to move on or to let you go free agent. So it's not really a surprise to the players. They know, just so you know, the inner workings, they know. You know, same way as scouting, you know, they'll let you know in July if they go renew your contract in November. So therefore, they'll give you time if another team is interested for you to take advantage of that. It's not as though Justin Fields didn't know what was going on. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know, again, what team, when, and where. And as it played out in the media, you know, he was able to sit back and just know, the Bears have already let me know. And I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just telling you how the inner workings of professional sports work. They give you and your agent, they'll let you know that they don't intend to renegotiate your contract, or they intend to try to move you as a free agent.
So, right.
So I don't know. I all the blowback from the fans, some disappointed he gone, some didn't. You know, I listened to the local sports talking about prior to Justin Fields being traded, and they, you know, they was gung-ho on this Caleb Williams, and I hope for God's sake, for that young man's sake, it worked out, because God, it was a craze around here. But just last week, I listened to one of the local radio shows, sports shows, and they was talking about Caleb Williams, and the Bears draft him in the first round, and then they had to make a commitment to surround him with the talent and ability to make him successful. And then I'm scratching my head, duh.
Right.
Ain't that what they were supposed to do with Justin Fields? Yeah,
that's every quarterback they get. Yeah.
Well, I'm listening. This is what they say when the fans buying it. I mean, it's a team obligation to round the quarterback with the best personnel. So you saying, okay, now that Caleb Williams, but why didn't we do that with Justin Fields? Why didn't we surround him with the best talent and keep him? And then I listened to him, you know, I mean, you know, again, when you listen, when you understand what you're listening to is different. You hear what they're saying, what they're not saying. Then they said that the holdup with Justin Fields being traded is that most of the teams that they were trying to trade him to did not have interest in Justin Fields being a starting quarterback. Duh. And the Bears wanted a number one pick for him. Duh. If you want a number one pick for him and you go draft a quarterback with your number one pick, but yet you feel he's warranted of a number one pick, why are you not keeping him?
Yeah. Why are you trying to trade him if you think he's that talented?
Exactly. And then it's such a letdown at this point, because they can't get a second, third round pick for Justin Fields. because most teams don't view him as a number one quarterback in their organization. Well, you don't view him as one of yours, so why would you expect to get a 1, 2, 3 pick for him?
If you're trying to trade him away, then why are you trying to trade him away if you think he's that good?
This is what I'm listening to on the radio. And then after I'm driving, so, you know, you're trying to occupy time out so long. I just got to turn the station. Let me find a gossip station. Let me find an all news station. Let me find something, because the conversation just getting more and more ridiculous as I listen, having a coach's ear. And then the ultimate was, Caleb Williams going to be this great quarterback, and he never played in an NFL.
Yeah. He's going to take you out to the promised land, right?
He's going to take him to the promised land. And then we're going to draft him, and we don't need to have Caleb Williams and Justin Fields on the same team, because this guy is going to be the starting quarterback, but yet it's going to be half the season before he should be brought into the lineup. I mean, just. Again, I guess you got to feel a 2, 3, 4 hour show, so you got to have dialogue, something to talk about.
But you can't be talking nonsense, but that's what them be talking about, just making nonsense, talking nonsense.
You know, and then, again, I ain't finna make no enemies, but, you know, you got to know something about the sports to talk about the sports, and not reading data, statistics, and what you learned in the classroom. About.
Analytics.
Okay. So Justin Fields is officially gone. He wide a P now.
Right. He's with Pittsburgh, right? He got traded to the Steelers.
Steelers. So he wide a P now.
He's going to a winner, I'll tell you that, because Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as a coach. I think 17, 18 years now, he's never had a losing season. So he's at least going to a good program.
It's the first time for everything now.
Well, hey.
I mean, I wish him well. I mean, I really don't know what to come down on it, because I don't know if Justin is the future, or I don't know if Justin's future is behind him. I just didn't know, because his play was inconsistent. Some of it was offensive line. And I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know. I'm not. I go and scribe with it, whatever happened. You know, I'm a baseball man anyway, so, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I pull for all Chicago teams. I want to see all Chicago teams do successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, Justin Fields is now gone, and I guess they didn't want to look down the line 2 years from now to give him that first round $25 million rookie contract.
No, that's part of it, too. It's they big. Trade him before they have to pay him so much money.
So somebody's going to pay him, and they got a fifth-round pick next year, contingent on how many games he started, how well he do. They can, I think, bump it up to a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. So we'll see where it goes. Justin Fields is no longer a member of the Chicago Bears. I don't have to turn on the news and the radio and listen to him saying he's going to be traded, he's going to stay. The Bears have decided, should Caleb Williams be the quarterback of the future? But they have made Caleb Williams a Hall of Fame already.
I don't know, without ever taking one snap in the NFL.
Some of the guys that made him Hall of Famers, they never played one lick of sports.
True. So I guess they were probably the MVP of the rec league, though. You know, they're the MVP at the rec league at the YMCA down the street. So they know what they're talking about.
I doubt it. They got a degree in sports, and they
right.
But again, I ain't making a win, you know.
To each his own.
To each his own.